Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Darwin on Trial. I'm Robert Crowther with the Center for Science and Culture, and today I'm highlighting one of the essential books about intelligent design, Darwin on Trial by Philip Johnson, published by InterVarsity Press in 1991. More than just about any other book, Darwin on Trial was responsible for alerting many among the public and in the scientific community as well to the deficiencies of Darwinism. UC Berkeley law professor and program advisor for Discovery's Center for Science and Culture, Philip Johnson, applies his skills as an analyzer of evidence to ask if Darwin's theory holds up to scrutiny. Johnson begins by recognizing a stark contradiction in the law. Creationism has been banned by the courts because it is religion, yet Darwinian evolution is permitted despite the fact that evolutionary literature is full of anti-religious arguments. Johnson might be willing to tolerate this hypocrisy if Darwinian evolution proves correct. But, he argues, when natural selection proves to be a tautology whose empirical power is proven to cause little more than oscillations in the sizes of finch beaks, he has just cause to be skeptical. When looking at the fossil record, Johnson finds a landscape starkly lacking in evidence of evolutionary transitions, but rich in stasis. In other words, no significant change in a given biological form. The few which are allegedly called transitional do little to tip the scales in favor of evolution. Molecular evidence for Darwinian evolution turns out to be based upon assumptions, and molecular evolutionary intermediates are beyond the reach of scientific investigation. Finally, Johnson reveals that the evidence for pre-biological evolution is contradicted by geochemistry. Darwinian evolution clearly loses a trial based upon the evidence. Why, then, does the jury of the scientific community overwhelmingly vote in favor of Darwin's theory? Johnson argues that Darwinism is propped up by a question-begging definition of science, one that requires naturalistic causes in keeping with the philosophy of naturalism. Though many volumes by design proponents have covered similar topics, none summarizes the range of evidence against evolution and its philosophical underpinnings more lucidly or succinctly than Darwin on Trial. For more information about Darwin on Trial and information about other foundational books on intelligent design and the debate over how to teach evolution, visit the Center for Science and Culture at discovery.org/CSC. Once there, click on Essential Reading. I'm Robert Crowther for ID the Future at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.